A nation at a fiscal and geopolitical crossroads. Japan's 2025 tax reforms, passed into law on March 31, mark a profound turning point, not just in domestic fiscal policy but in the way the country balances economic growth, national security, and international tax alignment. The legislative process was unusually collaborative, forced by political realignment after the ruling coalition's 2024 election losses. Negotiations brought key opposition voices to the table, most notably in the overhaul of Japan's individual income tax structure. But beneath the domestic headlines lies a more complex story that inbound businesses, tax leaders, and policymakers worldwide should pay attention to. Corporate tax, a 4% surtax for defense, and a broader strategic statement: the introduction of the Special Defense Corporation tax, a 4% surtax effective April 2026. Signals more than just an incremental fiscal tweak. It reflects a geopolitical reorientation, with Japan now investing in defense at levels not seen since World War II. Why it matters: multinational corporations operating in Japan must now factor strategic geopolitical risks into their tax forecasts. The use of corporate tax to fund military expansion raises questions of policy predictability and regional economic diplomacy, especially in Asia-Pacific. Expert insight: we've seen a similar pattern in other democracies. When geopolitical urgency meets fiscal constraints, corporate taxes become the default lever. This could foreshadow similar tax instruments emerging in Taiwan, South Korea, or even parts of the EU. Lease accounting divergence: a hidden headache for CFOs. Japan's codification of lease tax treatment, which diverges from new accounting standards, will create dual system complexity. While lessees must now include leases on balance sheets, the tax treatment remains cash flow-based, leading to mismatches in expense recognition. Implication: global CFOs and tax directors will need to rework book tax reconciliations, audit assumptions, and even deferred tax calculations. Japanese subsidiaries of U.S. or EU-headquartered firms, particularly in real estate, logistics, and heavy equipment, will face structural compliance headaches. OECD Pillar 2, Japan fully commits the inclusion of both the undertaxed profits rule, UTPR, and qualified domestic minimum top-up tax, QDMTT, shows Japan's full commitment to the OECD's global minimum tax framework. Japan is among the first Asian economies to legislate both mechanisms, critical for multinationals with Japanese operations. The laws close gaps in profit shifting and signal increased enforcement on effective tax rates below 15%. Strategic takeaway: multinationals will need to re-evaluate cross-border structuring, especially if using Japan as a hub for Asia-Pacific operations. Japanese tax authorities will likely adopt a more data-driven, BEPS-aligned audit posture going forward. Individual tax shifts: social support meets political reality after tense negotiations. Japan raised the income threshold for tax-free earnings to 1.6 million Japanese yen, balancing fiscal support for households with inflation and labor participation goals. Also included: expanded NISA investment allowances, revisions to iDeCo retirement savings angel investor tax refund eligibility for early-stage investments. Broader implications: this is part of a subtle yet growing trend: tax systems as instruments of demographic policy. Japan's aging population and low birth rates are being tackled via tax-based nudges. Expect other G7 countries to follow. Long-term impact: Japan's fiscal realignment doctrine, the 2025 reforms aren't isolated. They represent a multi-front realignment: fiscal realism via defense-focused corporate surtax, international credibility through Pillar 2 compliance, domestic stability with targeted relief for families and workers. Global insight: Japan is crafting a template for modern tax reform, one that balances sovereign defense, economic participation, and global cooperation. It may become a model, or cautionary tale, for countries like Germany, South Korea, and even the U.S., which face similar dilemmas in balancing defense, demographics, and multinationals. Recommendations for stakeholders: for multinationals, immediately model the impact of the 4% surtax and QDMTT on forecasts, update lease accounting tax strategies to prevent audit mismatches, reassess transfer pricing policies under new global minimum tax lenses. For policymakers, Monitor how Japan's reforms affect